On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop. 7 hospitals in England are still unable to accept emergency patients after a massive cyber attack. Organisations in 150 countries were affected by the ransomware virus on Friday. Simon has more for KMFM.
Why didn't you take action when you could?
Jeremy Hunt didn't want to speak to reporters as he left home this morning. Some A&E patients are being told to go elsewhere, while others are having non-urgent operations cancelled.
We don't realise how much faith we're putting in into IT and the computer systems. You think you're putting it into the doctors and nurses.
GP Ellie Cannon says the systems have a lot of uses.
Everybody's sitting in the waiting room. We have no idea the order that people are coming in on. A lot of our patients might be on, for example, 8 or 10 medications.
Labour says Tory cuts are partly to blame.
Well, the government's due to hold an emergency Cobra meeting later. Several local councils and NHS trusts in Kent are making changes to their IT systems as a precaution.
KMFM News.
A man from Tunbridge has died in a crash in Sussex. The 24-year-old's motorbike collided with a car on the A26 near Crowborough yesterday afternoon. The road was closed for around 6 hours while investigations were carried out. A man accused of trying to kill a woman at a care home in Faversham will stand trial in October. 78-year-old Dennis Latter has been ruled unfit to enter a plea on the charge of attempted murder. An 89-year-old woman was seriously injured at Kingsfield Care Home in Jubilee Way last December. A man and woman have been treated for breathing in smoke from a fire in Dover. It broke out in the attic of a house in Minnis Terrace last night. It's thought to have been started after a laptop battery caught alight while it was charging. Chances are you've seen children playing with them, but now fidget spinners have been banned by some Kent schools. Teachers say they don't want the plastic toys being brought into classrooms. They were originally designed for children with ADHD and autism, but have now become the latest craze. Jenny Baker is deputy head at the Discovery School in Kings Hill. They don't have a problem with them.
It's a phase for a lot of people, but for us in school, we've always used those sort of toys, so it will continue to be part of our school environment.
Police are investigating several reports of vandalism at a country park near Westmorling. Several notice boards and signs were damaged at Leybourne Lakes during March and April. We're also being urged to report any suspicious activity in the area in a bid to prevent more criminal damage. A team of Gurkhas from Folkestone have reached the summit of Mount Everest today. The three men are the first serving soldiers from the brigade to make the climb. They took on the challenge as part of celebrations to mark the Gurkhas' 200 years in service. And Kent's Orlando Bloom's been talking about being back as Will Turner in the latest Pirates of the Caribbean film. Salazar's Revenge is the 5th in the franchise and had its European premiere at Disneyland Paris last night. The Canterbury-born actor says it was an easy decision to rejoin the cast.
I had such fond memories of making the first three films, and you know, they were such an important part of my career and my life, really.
It's out in cinemas later this month. They're all the top stories we've got this lunchtime. Nicola's got the sport now.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Superb sheds. Mention KMFM for a 5% discount.
Football, and the owners of Ebbsfleet United are being praised today following their promotion at the weekend. They came from a goal down to beat Chelmsford 2-1 at a sold-out Stonebridge Road on Saturday. His boss, Daryl McMahon.
It's the end of my second season as a manager. I'm a novice. I am. And they're great for me to talk to because they've been a different experience, especially Peter. And Dr. Abdullah's obviously, you can see the stadium, what he wants to do it and stuff like that. He's been incredible. And again, he's very, very supportive.
It was their third playoff final in 4 years. Owner Dr. Abdullah Al-Humaidi says it's a great achievement.
We've stuck with a very good team, solid management team. And as you said, really pleased to what happened today.
Elsewhere, Spurs have said goodbye to their old stadium with a 2-1 win over Man United at White Hart Lane. They're going to spend next season at Wembley while a new ground is built in its place. Meantime, Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger says whether they finish in the Premier League's top four won't affect his future. Liverpool's 4-0 win at West Ham yesterday means it's highly unlikely the London club will now qualify for next season's Champions League.
That's the latest. Next updates at
KMFM weather.
Cloudy with outbreaks of rain across Kent this afternoon. Highs of 16 in Tenterden, 15 in Herne Bay.